If you mean Professor Lupin, piped up Dean Thomas angrily, he was the best we ever...
And, Mr. Thomas, as I was saying, you have been introduced to spells that have been complex, inappropriate to your age group, and potentially lethal. You have been frightened into believing that you are likely to make dark attacks every other day.
No, we haven't, Hermione said. We just...
Your hand is not up, Miss Granger.
Hermione put up her hand. Professor Umbridge turned away from her.
It is my understanding that my predecessor not only performed illegal curses in front of you, he actually performed them on you.
Well, he turned out to be a maniac, didn't he? Said Dean Thomas hotly. Mind you, we still learnt loads.
Your hand is not up, Mr. Thomas,
trilled Professor Umbridge.
Now, it is the view of the Ministry that a theoretical knowledge will be more than sufficient to get you through your examination, which, after all, is what school is all about. And your name is...
She added, staring at Parvati, whose hand had just shot up.
Parvati Patil! And isn't there a practical bit in our Defense Against the Dark Arts OWL? Aren't we supposed to show that we can actually do the counter curses and things?
As long as you have studied the theory hard enough, there's no reason why you should not be able to perform the spells under carefully controlled examination conditions, said Professor Umbridge dismissively.
Without ever practicing them before,
said Parvati incredulously.
Are you telling us that the first time we'll get to do the spells will be during our exam?
I repeat, as long as you have studied the theory hard enough.
And what good's theory going to be in the real world? Said Harry loudly, his fist in the air again. Professor Umbridge looked up.
This is school, Mr. Potter, not the real world,
she said softly. So we're not supposed to be prepared for what's waiting out there?
There is nothing waiting out there, Mr. Potter.
Oh, yeah? Said Harry. His temper, which seemed to have been bubbling just beneath the surface all day, was reaching boiling point.
Who do you imagine wants to attack children like yourselves?
Inquired Professor Umbridge in a horribly honeyed voice.
Let's think, said Harry in a mock thoughtful voice. Maybe Lord Voldemort.
Ron gasped. Lavender Brown uttered a little scream. Neville slipped sideways off his stool. Professor Umbridge, however, did not flinch. She was staring at Harry with a grimly satisfied expression on her face.
10 points from Gryffindor, Mr. Potter.
The classroom was silent and still. Everyone was staring at either Umbridge or Harry.
Now, let me make a few things quite plain.
Professor Umbridge stood up and leaned towards them, her stubby-fingered hands splayed on her desk.
You have been told that a certain dark wizard has returned from the dead.
He wasn't dead, said Harry angrily. But yeah, he's returned.
Mr. Potter, you have already lost your house 10 points. Do not make matters worse for yourself,
said Professor Umbridge in one breath without looking at him.
As I was saying, you have been informed that a certain dark wizard is at large again. This is a lie.
It is not a lie, said Harry. I saw him. I fought him.
Detention, Mr. Potter,
said Professor Umbridge triumphantly.
Tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock, my office, I repeat, this is a lie. The Ministry of Magic guarantees that you are not in danger from any dark wizard. If you are still worried, by all means come and see me outside class hours. If someone is alarming you with fibs about reborn dark wizards, I would like to hear about it. I'm here to help. I'm your friend. And now, you will kindly continue your reading. Page 5, Basics for Beginners.
Professor Umbridge sat down behind her desk again. Harry, however, stood up. Everyone was staring at him. Seamus looked half scared, half fascinated.
Harry, no!
Hermione whispered in a warning voice, tugging at his sleeve, but Harry jerked his arm out of her reach.
So, according to you, Cedric Diggory dropped dead of his own accord, did he?
Harry asked, his voice shaking.